You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with producer Jennifer Dodge. As president of Spin Master, Dodge is thrilled to see Spin Master's franchise Paw Patrol finally roll onto the big screen. In this one-on-one, Screenfisher Heather Johnson speaks to Dodge about making the leap from the small to the big screen and taking something away from the familiar. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfisher.
Jennifer, great to meet you. I'm so excited.
So nice to meet you, Heather.
Yes, I have to confess something. I watched this movie and my kids aren't even at home. So I am the mom of four. They range from 4 to 13. And I think it might be one of my favorites of 2021.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
I love Paw Patrol. It's been one of our favorites since, you know, the early teens of 2000s. But I absolutely adored this movie.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. That's so nice of you to say.
I even got teary-eyed. The moment with Ryder and Chase and Ryder explaining why, I was like, I might cry.
I know. It does pull. And I will say, when I finally got to screen it on the big screen, because we made this movie looking at monitors and not in studios. You know, there was some tears were shed, even though I've seen it so many times.
It really was. And I think, that's probably a testament to this, to the nature of Paw Patrol in general. I know we've only got a few minutes, so I want to make sure too that I don't ask too many questions because I was so excited about this opportunity. But I do want to know, and this is always one of my questions when anybody creates children specific content, is how do you go about creating stories that resonate with children, that resonate with adults, and connect them and create conversation? It's not an easy feat. And it was seamless for me as somebody watching Paw Patrol. How do you do that?
You know, I think first and foremost, it really starts with the characters themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Paw Patrol specifically, we made decisions, you know, very early on that the dogs would be puppies and not full grown dogs because we wanted to relate directly to our audience. We wanted them to see themselves in those characters, but we wanted them to be doing heroic and aspirational things in their community. That was really like about community service being at the heart of every story that we told. So those things combined, I think, just, you know, kind of make this magic combination of lovable puppies doing heroic things, empowering small children, and telling the kind of stories I think parents can appreciate and want their children to be entertained, but also be getting a valuable story at the same time. So that's what we try to do. And it is a lot to do. But that's what we love to do here at Paw Patrol.
Yes. And it definitely happened. And it was beautiful too. You know, you see where sometimes the series that get made into movies, almost it gets overdone, whether they change too much of the animation or too much of the looks or too many of the voices. And I was struck by the consistency. I knew exactly what I was watching. I knew those voices, even though the voice cast, phenomenal actors and actresses, but I still knew those voices the way it was done. I wasn't like, that's a different voice. That's a different voice. It was just all of it put together was, you'd never know it was done remotely either.
Right. And I, you know, it was the biggest challenge for us. And I think something that we stuck to the whole time was being true to the show, to the property that we know our fans and their families love. We didn't want to deviate from that. We didn't want to make a movie for a different audience. We wanted to make it for this audience, and we wanted to elevate it for it to be bigger, more beautiful. But we really wanted to make sure, like, that when you see Chase or Marshall or Skye on the big screen, that is what they look like. And it's just elevated and there's more fur and there's better lighting and bigger adventures and locations. But at the heart of it, it's still Paw Patrol. It has the same tone. It has the same feeling. It's still the characters that you know and love. And so that was really, really important to us to find that balance of giving you something special and different to go to the theater for, while really like retaining what is at the heart of Paw Patrol for the fans.
And knowing too that with this coming out in the next few weeks, being one of the first, you know, films that this age group can potentially go see in a theater, returning to something familiar that they're excited about. You know, we've got the blockbusters that have been coming or trying to, you know, Black Widow coming back out. You've got Raya and the Last Dragon. You've got these films, but this being directed to a group that has been very isolated and lonely for the past year and a half, to get to go into a theater and see characters that they love, where it's written just for them. Me as a mother and as a moviegoer, it's just exciting. It's exciting after all of these years to see these puppies on big screen, especially now.
Especially now. And I think that, you know, it's so hard to, you know, re-enter the world right now for a lot of kids and their families. It's anxious times. So to be able to offer something safe and comfortable that you can go do with your family, and that, you know, you've watched a lot of movies and TV shows from your home, you know, couches with your kids over the last year and a half. So to give families, you know, something to go out that they can do and share together as a moment, and maybe it's going to be some kid's very first movie that they've ever gone to see. I think it'll be a lot of kids' first movie that they've seen in a theater. So for us, that's really special. And we're just so glad that so many families will be able to see it, you know, the way that it was intended on the big screen. So we're really excited for that.
And I think too, having watched it on a small screen, you know, my computer plugged into my projector, it translates well too. It's one of those where it's going to work on small screens. It's really going to be a lot of fun in the big screens, especially the cityscapes and the chases and Chase's upgraded police car. I was like, it's like a Batmobile for Chase. I mean, it was so visually exciting, yet it clearly should translate across multiple screens. And I think too, it is, like you said, it's that comfortable message. We know this story, but there's always something to take home with it. And
Marshall's going to trip up and fall down. You know, the pups are going to save the day. But I think as well, what I love about this age demographic is that they'll also watch the same movie over and over and over again. So I think a lot of families will go see it in the theater and then they'll have it at home and they'll just watch it over and over again. So it is a beautiful thing about this audience, is that when they love a movie, they want to watch it more than once. So we're excited for our fans to see it on every size screen.
Absolutely. And you've been a part of the Paw Patrol story for a while. So what was it like to see this come to life, knowing you've, I think it was what, you've done like 200 episodes or something with it?
We have, you know, so many of us here at Spin Master have been on this Paw Patrol journey from the very beginning, and I am honored to be one of those people. So, you know, for us, we're in our ninth season of production, and it's just such a, you know, pinnacle moment for us as a company with our first feature film. It's a milestone event for the franchise. So it's just been really, really special. And there's so many of us here that have been a part of it from the beginning. It's a really special moment for us, for sure.
Yes. And it's a perfect first movie, you know, when you think about it, knowing that everybody loves these characters, they're trusted, they're recognizable. It makes sense for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, wonderful. We're at the end of the time, and I know that you are probably talking to a lot of people. Jennifer, I really appreciate it. I'm not exaggerating when I say I love this movie.
So oh, I'm so glad.
Thank my you editor so much. Is so excited that I am so excited about this. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Very well done.
Thank you so much, Heather. I really appreciate it.
Nice. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Bye.